Good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle, sitting here on your bedside, ready to tell you stories of my travels around the world to boys and girls everywhere. I was with a young man this last evening, and his name was Henry. And Henry was just a super guy. Henry was 6 years old. And Henry was trying to remember what was the most important thing in the world. And he was sitting talking to his friends, and they were in the play box. They were in the sandbox. And in the sandbox were all sorts of toys and all sorts of blocks and, of course, a lot of sand, too. And Henry was saying to his friends, "What is the most important thing in the world?" And his friends were saying, "Well, to have toys, to do things that make me happy, to have a lot of fun, and things like that." And Henry said, "Well, I don't know. I think the most important thing in the world, according to what my mommy tells me, is to live up to what mommy expects of me." "What is that? Live up to what mommy expects of you? What does mommy expect of you?" "Your mommy expects you to be a good boy and to do all that good stuff." "No." "Well, that's true. Mommy expects that of me, too. What mommy expects of me is that I be somebody that is a happy person." "My mommy never told me that." "Well, my mommy's always saying, if you're a happy person, you will always live a happy life. And you will always be doing things that make you happy. And when you do things that make you happy, it makes other people happy too. And everything is yours. Everything is yours. You mean I can have my new bike? I can..." "No, no, no. You can have the new bike, that's true. But when I say everything is yours, that means that you have a happy heart. And with a happy heart, with mother's expectations, then everything comes your way." "Well, now, what do you mean by that?" "Well," Henry said, "the other night, I was sitting at the table, and I was looking at my sister's piece of cake, and she wasn't very hungry for the cake, and she was just sort of pushing it around a little bit. And I thought, gee, I'd love to have that piece of cake, but I don't want to ask for it. I want her to give it to me. So I'm going to say, 'Well, Jane, what would you like me to do? Would you like me to go and get you some water?' And Jane says, 'I got enough water.' 'Well, would you like me to get you another glass of milk?' 'I got enough milk.' 'Jane, you look like you're full.' 'Yeah, I am full.' 'Well, is there anything I can give you?" "Oh, Henry, you're an open book. You're an open book," Jane said as she looked at Henry and watched right through him. "I know you give, and then you allow people to give to you. Henry, would you like my piece of cake?" "Yeah, Jane, I'd love your piece of cake." "Well, Henry, you can have it. I'm really not hungry for it, but you can have it, because you're such a neat guy. You're just so loving." "Oh, thanks, Jane. Thanks, thanks." And I ate that cake, and I ate it with so much joy, because it was given with so much love. And it's just like my mother's expectations. She says, if you act as though you're willing to give, then the opportunity comes to receive. Now, I know these are kind of big words for us guys, but that's what it's all about. When you know what it is, who you are, when you are a good person, a nice person. "I want your cake. Give me your cake. You're not going to eat your cake. Give me your cake." And Mary would eat her cake just to spite me. And if I say, "Mary, I'm going to put your cake away for you. Will you want to have it later?" "Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you." "You're very thoughtful, Henry." "Oh, darn, I said the wrong thing." So, but no. And then Mary says, "Oh, Henry, you eat it. I know that you would enjoy it, another piece of cake, too. Go ahead. You see, the minute we lovingly give, the minute we live up to our mother's expectations of being gentle and loving and caring and wonderful boys and girls, then wonderful things happen. Oh, Henry, your mom sounds great. How come my mom doesn't teach me stuff like that? Well, your mom probably does teach you stuff like that, but you weren't listening. What do you mean I wasn't listening? Well, mom has always given me little ideas. She says, Henry, be loving. Henry, share. Henry, when you're unconditional loving, everything works out beautiful. Now, if I didn't listen when she said those things, I wouldn't get the idea. But I got the idea, and it is nice. And that cake was so good. You know, boys and girls, listening to our parents is a wonderful thing. And Henry certainly listened to his mom, didn't he? Hey, here comes that Sandman. He's bringing that Sandman, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you and give you happy, lovely dreams as you go to sleep and sleep happy and content for the night. Well, now you just have a lovely night. Snuggle up there in your mommy and daddy's arms before Mr. Sandman gets in here. Tell your mommy and daddy, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then take your teddy bear and snuggle down under the covers and know that I'll be back again another night. So you have happy dreams now and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.